Iraqi Christians have become targets of attacks by bandits and Muslim militants, but many continue to risk injury and even death to attend church services. While gunshots can be heard in the distance, hundreds of Iraqi Christians sing songs about Jesus Christ, who they say gives them hope in a country devastated by war and decades of dictatorship. To get to church, believers race through the streets every Sunday, fearing attacks by Muslim extremists who have targeted Christian-owned shops and Christian women who do not wear scarves. Among the worshippers are men who survived the horrors of the front lines when they were forced to serve in the army of Saddam Hussein. Some even want the former Iraqi leader to visit their church, so he can, in their words, receive forgiveness for his sins. This is one of many churches that have expanded or been established since the collapse of Saddam Hussein's regime. The open meeting of the Evangelical Alliance Church would have been impossible under the previous regime, when all but traditional churches were banned. Church members met secretly for several years. The arrival of American forces enabled the congregation to officially open its doors. But visiting the Sunday church service can be dangerous. 32-year-old Mara Manuel, who calls herself a born-again Christian, is looking to the heavens for protection in Iraq's increasingly volatile society.
Lord Jesus protected our life because, you know, there is many thieves and crimes and murders. It's a difficult life, but he saved us by him angels and him soldiers.
And how do you travel to the church? Do you have a car or how do you go? Because there's everywhere shootings.
We don't have a car. You see the bus. Church bus, yeah, and we have buses in our work. We are going.
Miss Manuel and other Christians say the special bus service will be needed for some time amid ongoing violence directed against Christian believers. They claim the security situation worsened because most Iraqi policemen and soldiers were dismissed by the U.S.-led coalition. Among those expressing concern about the lack of law and order are Christian shop owners like Louis Naaman, who sells drinks and airtime for satellite phones on a busy downtown street. He only narrowly survived when the beer store next to his was sprayed with bullets this summer by alleged Muslim militants.
There's somebody here selling beers and alcohol, something, whiskeys, and after that they shoot us. Our friend killed. He do nothing, just walking in the street, and four of our friends wounded.
Are you afraid that this will happen again?
No, I don't think so. I am ready. I have a machine gun. I have pistol. Always ready with my groups. We are ready for this.
International aid workers say this was not an isolated incident. They say at least 7 Christian-owned alcoholic drink factories have been burned to the ground by Muslim extremists since the fall of Saddam Hussein. In addition, Christian women have been attacked, and several of them have been killed or wounded. The Iraq coordinator of the well-informed Jordan-based Manara Book Ministries, Saleh Fakhouri, says the situation in some areas is particularly bad.
In Basra, in the south, there's a high concentration of the Shia. They even threatens, for example, Christian woman to cover their head. If she was working without covering her head, she will be punished in the middle of the street. So this is one of the simple influences. You know, this is only starting now interfering with the people's daily life. I mean, I don't want to cover my head, but with their traditions, with their religious teaching, it must be covered her head, and they're asking. And actually not asking, they're forcing now Christian ladies to cover their head while they walk in the streets.
Human rights groups have linked the violence against Iraq's roughly 1 million strong Christian minority mainly to hardliners in the Shiite Muslim majority. The Shiites have also been accused of trying to increase their influence compared to the Sunni Muslims in the post-Saddam Hussein era. Muslim militants have been particularly angered by reports of a revival of Christianity in Iraq and plans by international organizations to increase the distribution of Christian literature. This includes the soon-to-be-released first-ever Bible for children to be published in the Kurdish language spoken in northern Iraq. The fragile security situation has also had an impact on members of traditional churches, like the Armenian Catholic Church. One Armenian church is among the largest in Baghdad, with 2,000 members. It recently cancelled its traditional evening mass because of security fears. Yet, life continues. Armenian Catholic priest and patriarchal vicar Antoine Atamian welcomes what he calls a new life, a new member, as he baptizes 9-month-old baby Rita Malayan. Her proud parents watch anxiously as Father Antoine offers a blessing over the baby in an Armenian dialect. They wanted to baptize Rita when she was even younger, but they say it was too dangerous to go to church. The priest says the baptism symbolizes hope for a new future in Iraq, where in spite of the difficult situation and the attacks on Christians, churches are growing. Stefan Bos, for VOA News,